Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Talbot. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Henry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Henry goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. Henry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Talbot out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Rollins moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Minnie Minoso pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Nicholson scores. Minoso moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Al Worthington now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. 1 out. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. There goes Buford. The throw from Henry to second, and Buford is out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 3 in the game. Henry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Henry reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Twins. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry scores. It's 9-3, Twins. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Kreutzer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals strikes out. 1 out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.